It's time for Driving Me Crazy, coming to you live from Beechtree Studios near beautiful Pinehurst, North Carolina. This is the only show where a husband and wife drive, talk cars and life, and still love one another each day. Here's John and Laurie. Or is it Laurie and John? Oh, take it away, you crazy kids.
It's always Laurie and John. Laurie first.
Good morning.
Yeah. Except it's always you first. Good morning, Hezzy. Good morning, listeners, on this cloudy and overcast and
glowry
and potentially snow-filled day here in Pinehurst, North Carolina, where life comes to an utter halt if there is a half an inch of snow, but now we're predicted for 3 inches of snow, and as long as there's any
snow on any road,
we just shut down like a trap. So here we are.
And the standing joke is that milk and bread.
Milk and bread.
We must have milk and bread. So the stores will be lined out. They'll be completely out of milk and bread by the end of the day.
Except what did you tell me that we had to go out and get today, Johnny?
Toilet paper.
That's right, folks.
Well, that's maybe more important
than milk and bread.
When you've
been married as long as we have.
Yeah, we have milk and bread.
Yeah, we have. In fact, I'm baking bread as we speak. But in any case, before we started on our exciting show today about the Camaro, today is the second month, the 20th day of 2020. Mm-hmm. And I sent out a Jackie Lawson, these wonderful Jackie Lawson cards that you do online, JACQUIELawson.com. I'm hyping it because she saves my life. Instead of sending and forgetting to send birthday cards, you can do these e-cards, and they're just beautiful. They're out of England, but I sent one today with a fellow that's scribbling a note to himself. It's a cartoon, this one. And so I wrote in the note, today is 2-2-0-2-0-2-0. Now, when's the next time we're going to have that kind of a thing come up? Not until 2030, right? Yeah, you don't know that. So, anyway, I thought that was all these friends that I sent this note to have already written back and saying, we didn't realize that. That's fabulous. But it is fabulous. So, anyway, for all you
Can you repeat that address again for that particular card company?
It's Jackie Lawson, spelled JACQUIE Lawson, LAWSON, one word, JackieLawson.com. And she's a very, very clever card designer out of England. And so the theme of the cards are almost entirely English themes, dogs. They're brilliant. And they're
The 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, not that.
Oh, really?
She does an advent calendar for all 25. And
25 days.
Brilliant.
It's out of this world.
And
it
with the music that accompanies, they're so clever. So do go online and take a look. It's a very modest annual fee. I think I can't even recall what it is, but it's nothing to speak of. And if you are like me and still haven't sent out your Christmas cards this year.
I did.
You did.
I sent out 40.
Well, if you forget birthdays or anything of that nature, you can say, oh, yeah, and then send out this e-card, which is delivered whenever you want or as instantly as you want. And you have a choice of dozens and dozens of wonderful cards. So on that note, Johnny, take it away.
Take what away? Where am I taking it?
We're talking about the car, honey.
The car. we had a Camaro last year, and so I was really kind of excited to see this one. And this one was gray. And normally you think, oh, my gosh, a gray car. This was the coolest gray color.
Silver bullet.
Yeah, silver bullet. Mm. And it had all these colors. When I got on the website to look at, because I was looking up the color, and it goes from, like, blue to something they call, I forget what the name, it's on my write-up, but it's it looks like
green
a cross.
Thing?
Yeah, it's like lime green and yellow. It's just, and it's called Spark or something. And there were 10 different colors you could get this car in. But this gray, I mean, it was, oh my gosh. And I think I wrote in there, but you remember, I know Hezzy does, when you remember when we were young and all the bad boys, if they had the bad cars, you know, they were also, we call them the chick magnets because, you know, they drive these cars around the girls. Oh, my gosh, dude. And listen, it's that car. It is the car. I mean, it's, you know, it's low, it's wide, it's long, it's sleek. The design is just absolutely stunning. And for our listeners, just go to 2020 Camaro. Just type in 2020 Camaro SS, and it'll take you. It'll bring up the website. Just go and look at this thing. It is, I mean, it's absolutely stunning to look at. And it's a sports car. I mean, it's meant to be a sports car. It's called a coupe, and you know, it's got the cut back. Now that we know what that means, and it's a two door. Mm-hmm. It's got four seats, but I don't know how you get four people in there. They'd have to be pretty limber to get in that back seat, I'll tell you, and pretty small. But when you get into the seat, it wraps around you. It's that comfortable bucket seats, not like the old ones. These have a little more strength to them. There's a bolster that sort of helps. It's kind of above your waist, around your waist. It's very slight, but it's just the right amount for you to feel like you're really comfortable in the seat. When you push the starter, it's got, ours anyway, had the dual exhaust. And, I mean, talk about rumbling, you know, the old garage shakes when you start the thing up. And, you know, it's just got that powerful. Ours was 455 horse. Power engine, 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. So, I mean, this car is meant to run. And for listeners who, you know, we talk about some things before we get on the air. And one of the things that Hezzy and I were talking about is that, you know, this is not a car for downtown New York. It's not a car for downtown Pinehurst because the speed limits in Pinehurst are 25 and 35. And this car is literally meant to do 100 miles an hour. And I put in the write-up, you know where this car would be great? Las Vegas. You're in Vegas and you got to run to pick some place that's normally an hour away. You can be there in 40 minutes in this car. You just get the open road and a flat, you know, flat pavement and let it rock. And this thing rocks. And one of the things about the mileage, it gets 20, it averages 20 miles to the gallon. It gets 16 around town. Okay, that would make sense. But on the road, it gets 27 miles to the gallon. You just think, set the cruise control at about 75, and you're rocketing along from Vegas to Reno, for example. And you know, wide open, man, that's what this thing is meant for. Smooth, aerodynamic. Honey, say something. Honey, say something.
Well, what I want to say is this. We often talk about who's going to buy, well, we always talk about who's going to buy this car. And I've put a lot of thought into this question with regard to the Camaro. I don't think age is a consideration with this car. What I do think this car, that the potential buyer for this car has to consider are things like, have they had a knee replacement? Are they able to play to run a marathon? Are they in good physical shape? Do they weigh what is their body mass? What is it called? BMI? What is their
index?
Index, right? What is their BMI? Is it age appropriate? Height appropriate? Because if you're not in great shape, and if you have you have some aches and pains, this is not the car for you. This is not an easy car to get into. And also,
I should have known that's where that was headed. But
also,
I didn't have any problems, honey.
You cannot wear high heels if you're going to drive this car. And here's why.
I refuse to wear high heels.
Yeah, good. Well, here's why. I'm so happy to hear that. But here's why. Even if you have that seat cranked all the way back, and remember, your legs are practically straight in front of you. Your knees disappear. This, you're sitting on your butt, and your legs are virtually straight ahead. You're L-shaped. If you're wearing heels, even with that seat all the way back, It's hard to crunch up your knees unless your steering wheel is put up on the highest position, and then you can fit your legs underneath it in order to then readjust your seat. Mm-hmm. This is a challenging car just to get into, let alone to drive. And there's nothing quiet about it. If you've got neighbors who are very sensitive to noise, they're going to hate you. You turn it on.
You don't want to start it up at 5:30 and rev it up.
You turn it
you
on.
You wake up the neighborhood.
Really, you turn it on and you start the car, and it sounds like an atomic bomb went off. It's really
wonderful.
It's Johnny loved it. I was not so much a fan of it. Of course, I did drive it. One thing I do have to say, which I found interesting, and in this Camaro, it is far better than most cars of this ilk what do you call it, honey, when you feel road
performance?
Road noise. No.
Roadworthiness?
No. You don't.
Sway?
No. It's not bumpy. If you're on a bumpy road, it's not as bumpy as some other sports.
Oh yeah, that's that magnetic. I put in there about the magnetic ride, the difference.
Yeah,
it
changes.
It's got a liquid in there.
And
it's measuring
fantastic.
It's measuring the road. It's sending back signals at like 1,000 a second to adjust the ride for you.
So it's a smoother ride.
Than the regular old sports
car. I love the fact that I've been doing this for 30 years and I still don't know the terminology. It's a smoother ride than most, muscle cars.
Right, yeah.
And it's not any quieter. It certainly is not. Although once you get to a certain speed and you're kind of coasting, it also has less road noise than other cars of this ilk. Uh-huh. It's a beautifully made car. I mean, it's stylish. It's gorgeous.
Lori's absolutely right. It's really interesting that when you start it up, you get the roar and you get this power and you get that kind of feeling. But once you get out on the road and you're doing 55, 60, you don't hear it at all. It is really smooth.
And it's very easy to know whether or not your neighbors are concerned about the noise, because likely as not, they're going to come running out of the house in their bathrobe, shaking their fist in the air and giving you a real scowl on their face, because this is one loud startup car. And yet, if you like being admired, you can't do better than this Camaro, because if you sit in it, everybody looks at you. Of course, when people look at us driving it and see that we're, in our 60s,
70s. Look
at
those old people. Those old people doing it that night.
Oh, look.
Look at that car. Look at those old people in that car.
Their hair color matches the car.
Yeah.
Gray. But, but what was the price point on this car, honey?
You got the Maroni, I think, but the total.
No, I don't have it.
Total was like $45,000,
which is amazing for a car like this. It's really $45,000 affordable for any car. No, of course not. Although it depends on the car, but we have more surprises either way. Sometimes we're shocked that a car is so inexpensive, and other times we're overwhelmed that it's so expensive. But $45,000 for this car.
You wrote that the base price is $42,000, and with all the options, it came out to $47,500. That's phenomenal.
And
this is a classic. I mean, it's a Camaro, and you know, this is not a car that you're likely to want to trade in. You're going to want to pamper it. You're going to want to garage it. You're going to make sure that there's no, that you keep it clean inside and out, and in time, it's going to, I'm sure, become another, classic model year for the Camaro. I mean, this is just something you've got to love.
Well, it's interesting to me that last week or week before last, Lori talked about the names that are going away. And one of the names that was going away was was one of the Chevrolets. And for a moment, I almost had a heart attack because I thought.
Was it the Malibu, was it?
No, I don't think that was it.
Was the Impala, maybe. I don't remember.
Impala. That's what it was. It was the Impala.
Yeah.
And for a moment, I had a heart attack thinking, oh, my gosh, that was a Camaro. But then it's like, oh, no, the Camaro is a whole different thing. But I remember, of course, being 71, back in the 60s and all the muscle cars that were out there. And, of course, the Camaro was one of those. And the styling of it and all that. And you look at what it has become over the years. And if you'll remember the original Corvettes, remember the Corvettes, mm-hmm. and they actually had a television yeah. show called Route 66, and it featured two guys
yeah.
driving a Corvette across country. Mm-hmm. And you think about how Corvette has changed over the years. Well, the Camaro is like that. You look at the original ones, and you look at the ones today, and you look at how it's changed aerodynamically, the flow of the car. When you stand next to it, you really feel how low to the ground it is, because your chest and shoulders and head are all above the car. I mean, it's low to the ground. But because of that, and because of that aerodynamic styling, because of the width of the car, it is a road-hugging machine. And, of course, we do have a couple of pretty good 90-degree turns that the speed limit sign says 15 miles an hour, and you can really go around those at about 45 miles an hour if, you know, if nobody's coming and you're looking, paying attention to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you don't even feel like you're moving inside the car. I mean, it's just it just straightens the road out. It's that kind of a car. So
talk about the sharp turns you took.
I didn't take them. It was a friend of mine telling me about them. So.
Honey, talk about the really sharp turns you took without putting your foot on the brake.
Honey, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't do that. That's not legal. So I.
Honey, but you did do that.
You're not supposed to be telling
honey,
everyone.
You did it up
Lori.
On Linden, remember?
Yeah.
You know, and I got all hysterical.
Yeah, you get hysterical when I step down on the thing and make it go a little faster.
And that's when you really hear the sound. My gosh.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's just.
And how did the Recaros? How did those Recaro seats perform for you? Is that part of the – that makes it like at one with the car?
Well, that was –
really?
The Recaro seats are the – what I was saying earlier, that they're different than just your regular bucket seats, because you mm-hmm. have the panel that sort of comes around your – slightly around your sides. And so when you slide mm-hmm. into it, you really are held in place. You just feel like you're like in a in a chair, like in a rocker or a leather rocker, a recliner. You just sort of settle into the thing. You put your seatbelt on, and there's just this really solid feel around you that you are centered in the, and they call it a cockpit. You just feel like you're centered in the cockpit of the car. It's very good. I mean, it's. Maybe that's, I don't know about the other ones, but that's certainly what I got with those Recaro seats. And these were special seats. They're white. They're stitched. And this one had a lot of all the belt. You know, I like to talk about the safety stuff. And it had all that, which is, you remember, on some of the sports cars, we didn't get all those things. This one, you got the safety features. You got the, you know, it's monitoring the the safety monitoring the distance to the cars in front of you. You've got the rear view. It's got a rear view camera in the rear view mirror. The only other time I'd seen that was on the Blazer. Remember that when we got a Blazer and they showed us about the camera? Yeah. Well, now you have that on the Camaro. So you've got this camera showing you what's behind you, as well as the display on the touchscreen. When you put it in reverse, you see all this stuff. I mean, they put all these things in there to help you understand what it is that's behind you. So when you're backing up, you can see all around you and not back in front of somebody. And, of course, it's got the warnings and the alert systems and all that. And mine, I will tell you one thing I learned about it, is I was in downtown Pinehurst, and I was going to back out. And I was backing out, and the warning light, you know, flashes, and it beep, beep. And so I stop, and I'm looking, and I don't really see. And there's a car in the other lane across the street, because this was a junction of where two roads came together. It was monitoring that far away. It was seeing that car coming in the opposite lane across the street moving. And was warning me about that, which had to be, that car had to be 50 feet from me. Is it too much? Nah, I'd rather be safe. So I thought that was, you know, that's a great thing.
I got to ask you one thing about the look, the styling. it seems that the Camaro people, they did General Motors, they really did probably one of the most exceptional evolution of the design. I like the width of the car, which evidently has some extra pluses for it. But I think they've done a better job than actually the evolution of the Mustang, for example. It just seems evolved more. Yeah, do you get that same impression or not?
Oh, yes, yeah. There's a little more Batmobile in this car.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I don't want to badmouth the Mustang because I really like those as well.
That.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
I do too. It's just
the one thing, and I've told you this when we've talked about the Mustang and the Camaro when we've had them back to back, and that is the thing about the Camaro that sort of the only thing in the Camaro that really that bothers me personally is. Because of the aerodynamic design, the slope of the windshield is a pretty sharp angle that matches and blends into the roofline. But when you're in the car, it to me, it presents a narrow focus out the windshield. In other words, the distance between my dashboard and the top of the car, as my eyes perceive it, are relatively close together as opposed to a normal sedan.
Plus no roof windows, not a lot of glass in this car. You get the feeling that you are confined is the feeling. But then I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I think from a sports car standpoint, that makes perfect sense. If, however, you are the slightest bit claustrophobic, this is probably not a car that you're going to like. But if you're in a if you're a sports car kind of person and you see the track, the film of the or the movies of the guys going around the track in these various low profile cars at high speeds, that's what you're going to get. That's the feeling you're going to get and the presentation that you're going to get. So
I want to wrap this up because I want to introduce a different subject, Johnny. So I guess what we're saying here is that if you're over 6 foot too tall, you probably won't be able to have four passengers in this seat because your driver's seat is going to be all the way back to the rear seat.
Yeah.
And even so, anybody who sits in the rear seat has to be a contortionist. There's, you know, it's just not really made for four passengers. But the fact of the matter is it's a wonderful car. It's a very specific buyer. It's somebody who really feels, you know, the need for speed, as we used to say.
The need for speed.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful piece of equipment.
Well, it is a beautiful piece of equipment.
It really is, and it's a, you know, it's a classic, a modern classic built on a historic classic. So full marks for this for the right person who wants to own a car that and does not have any neighbors in the near vicinity that he's going to wake up if he gets good and you know, comes home at midnight. So anyway, I want to talk about the New York Auto Show. We said
all right.
We are 1 month, 20 days, 23 hours, and 37 minutes from the opening of the New York International Auto Show at the Jacob Javits Center, and it runs from April 10th to April 19th. And as I said last week, we're going to give you a little rundown alphabetically of what to expect. So starting with the A's, Acura. Acura is going to show basically six models. The Acura ILX is a compact sports sedan that starts at roughly $26,000. Beautiful four-door sports sedan, lovely styling. The TLX, which is actually a little more graceful, I think. That's a performance luxury sedan starting at $33,000. The RLX, again a four-door premium luxury sedan starting at significantly more money, $55,000. Then the RDX, which is Acura's luxury crossover SUV, and that starts at $38,000. And if I'm on top of this, then that's a lot of car for the money. In fact, all of these models are a lot of car for the money. The Acura MDX is a three-row luxury SUV. Now that's really exciting for young families, starting at $44,000 and change. And then, of course, Acura has to have a next generation supercar, and that is their NSX. And that's going to be something really worth looking at. It's, you know, we just talked about, you know, the Camaro. This is probably a close competitor to that in the Acura line. It's a beautiful styling. I mean, Acura's come such a long way, and it's really an impressive company, and the cars that they're coming out with at the New York Auto Show are, you know, are not unknown to us, most of these models, but I think all of the models have been improved for the 2020 year. Now, next is Alfa Romeo. Boy, oh boy, how I wish. I've never driven one. At least I don't think I've ever driven one. I would have remembered. But there are three models that are going to be shown at the New York Auto Show: the Stelvio, the Giulia, and the 4C Spider. Now, of those three, the Spider is your vroom vroom sports coupe. It's a two door. It's absolutely stunning. You talked, Johnny, about very little glass and a very low, you know, depth to the windshield. Well, this car, from the photographs, it looks like the windshield's about 16 inches deep. But it's a wraparound and a very high back, very beautiful, all the Italian styling you'd want. The Giulia is a four-door sedan. This is a very beautiful sedan. I do not know the price points on these cars, but they can't be cheap. And the Stelvio, this is one that begs a lot of attention. This is a, what are they calling it? They are calling it a high-performance SUV. It's not a big one. I think it's, at the most, it's a medium size. It looks to me to be more of a compact. But it, interestingly enough, it's starting at 40 grand and change. And that's cheap for an Alfa Romeo? Hello? So
yeah.
I think that those two, those are your A's, Acura and Alfa Romeo, that we'll see at the New York Auto Show are really well worth anybody and everybody, because they're offering something for everyone, stopping in and taking a look at those booths. The New York Auto Show, if you've never been, is you've got to be prepared to walk. I mean, walk miles. So comfortable shoes is a requirement. You cannot go wearing low high heels and expect to survive even in with those shoes. This is a real hike, but it's a eye candy. I mean, you're looking at all these gorgeous cars. Each of the automakers has really gone, you know, way out of the way to make beautiful displays, beautiful presentations. There's a daily schedule so that you could see, you know, certain things are being held at each of these, you know, manufacturers' displays. They'll have people talking about it. They'll have engineers talking about styling. They always have quite a number of people there on the floor to talk to you about specifics with regard to the cars. It's just a wonderful, wonderful event, and it's always well attended, which means it's largely crowded. But I would not. I would, if you have any interest in cars whatsoever.
Well attended, crowded is what that
means. Really, it's really. But the families. This is, you want to bring your kids. I mean, just make sure they have a leash.
Oh yeah.
Because, you know, the kids will go crazy over this, because it's like.
That means they're easily lost.
Yeah, they need a leash, even if they're 15, especially if they're 15, because then they're going to come back and say, I want this car, I want that car. I'm going to get my license next year, and you're going to cringe. But the fact is, this is just, it's such a wonderful event. So that's at the Jacob Javits Center. Next week, we will talk about the Bs, and those Bs, let's see, will be... Bs will be Bentley, Bugatti, and Buick, and I can't wait to talk about that. Johnny, let's give our listeners a preview about what we're driving this week.
Oh, what are we? We're driving a sedan. We're driving the 2020 Subaru Legacy sedan,
which I did not think.
Oh, really?
With. Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, and it is, it's worth.
Oh my gosh.
We'll say a lot of nice things about it, I guarantee you.
This was a surprise.
Yeah, all-wheel drive.
And
surprise.
And not only that, I mean, well, it's a big surprise, but today I was driving over by the college, dropping Danny off for college because of the storm coming in. We thought it would be better to drive him instead of having him deal with a potential black ice and snowstorm on his return from the day of classes. And people here in this neck of the woods, if you say snow, they go into a massive panic attack. I have never seen so much traffic as I did today at the college. It was jammed, and from both directions, it was almost impossible to get out, and I'm waiting and waiting to make a left turn into oncoming traffic, and there was just no space. Finally, there was enough of a space that if I gunned it, if I floored it, I knew I could get into an opening without a possibility of having a crash,
yeah.
And I did. But I was, in that circumstance, my first time driving this car and in that situation, I was shocked at how beautifully it responded and powerful. And this all-wheel drive, you know, mode, what do they call it? It's all-wheel drive, not, what's the word? It's not suspension, it's not mode, but anyway. It's so overwhelming to have that kind of opportunity because you know it's going to take you places and take you out of bad places more than a front-wheel drive car, most certainly more than a rear-wheel drive car in bad road conditions. So that's what we've got planned for next week, and already we're on top of it. We're excited about it. The New York Auto Show, the Bees, next week we'll talk about. And do you want to say one final thing about our fun time being young at heart this week with the Camaro, Johnny? Johnny loved any opportunity he could to just take that car out for a drive.
Oh, yeah. I love going from a standing start to 60 in 3.5 seconds. It was fun.
And you didn't have to worry about the wind in your hair because it was a hard top and, like I said, no sunroof. But...
Hey. Is that a hair joke?
No, maybe. So I think our time is up, Ezzy, but we had a good ride this week with the Camaro. We're looking forward to next week.
Beautiful car.
And,
very exciting.
All good things. The automotive manufacturers, you know, we still have big questions. Why so many models? Why so much competition? Why in an economy where things are just not so certain are we going to be able to sustain this kind of thing? Ford's in trouble. Some of the others are in trouble. Mm-hmm. Look what's happening in China. I mean, there's just so many questions. But if you put all those questions aside and just realize that the engineering people on all the car companies are just, I mean, they're brilliant. And
absolutely.
There's not a single car company that's flagging on this. They're all really giving it their all and coming up with beautiful product.
Beautiful products, and they're all looking at safety. Can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
Cannot
beat
that.
Even the Camaro.
Yeah.
So that's us for this week.
Thank you.
Oh, what an exciting day. Good way to start the day. Thank you.
We'll see if we survive the day with this big snowstorm of 3 inches coming through.
We'll have a story to tell next week.
Yeah, we sure will. Ezzy, have a good week.
Well, you'll
thanks,
be driving
Andy.
The Legacy, right? So that will do you very well with four-wheel drive.
Yeah, all-wheel drive.
It'll be wonderful. All right, you take care. Stay warm, and we'll talk
take
to you
take care.
Next
all
week.
The best. Thank you, guys.
Just remember, 2-2-0-2-0-2-0. That's today's date.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye, then.
Take care. Goodbye. Oh, how exciting. I'm looking forward to, I found Johnny and Lori's article about the 2020 Camaro 2SS Coupe. Really a wonderful, wonderful read. It's so chock full of information. I almost felt like I was in it, even though I wasn't. But I could almost see myself, you know, even though I would never have considered buying one. I was too staid. I was more of the Volvo type of character, which is the car that I got when I was in my younger days. You know, very, very, proper, I guess. That would have been, maybe that's the right word. But, you know, I was weird then. But this thing is the sort of thing that if I had what it took to get one of these, Camaros, I probably would have slept in the garage with one. And certainly with this one, it evokes that sort of prospect. Find out what's going on in our neck of the woods. And bear with me a moment, and we'll just tell you what's happening with the Yonkers Tribune, and then we'll be back. Okay.
The Yonkers Tribune, named Home of the Acid-Tongued Bloggers by the New York Times, is a multifaceted news organization dedicated to keeping the citizens of Yonkers and Westchester informed via the internet and radio. Hezzy Aris is the tireless publisher, editor, and radio host of the Yonkers Tribune. He is a balding, bearded gnome, equipped with a digital camera and a steno pad at all times. Hezzy is frequently spotted in local meetings, translating the events into a Baroque prose style with an infusion of well-mannered outrage. The Yonkers Tribune attracts an informed, well-educated, affluent audience who hungers to know more about politics in all its permutations and nuances. Politics, says Hezzy, is our forte. Advertising inquiries are always welcome. Please call Hezzy Aris at 914-562-0834 or send an email to ehezi@hush.com.
Well, if you want to reach out to the Yonkers Tribune, you can reach them now with one number, their phone number, their cell number, their office number, their cell number, their text number, as well as a voicemail number, all under one roof, 347-415-4326. So 347-415-4326. Well, today, because I have a special appointment that will take me a little while to arrive at, we're going to close down at this hour, and then we'll speak to you tomorrow. And let me just quickly look. I was expecting not to even have any guests tomorrow, but now we are. So let me just see. I don't remember who the guest is for Friday. I think we canceled all our guests for Friday. There might be one person that will come on. I'm not quite sure. And so we'll see where that goes. But in the meantime, that's where we are. So we expect we'll be on tomorrow from 10 o'clock on, and we'll hopefully have an opportunity to speak to you about not only the domestic market, but also on the international level as well. And so there's a lot to do. Anyway, have a great day. Enjoy the day, and thanks for being with us today. Goodbye.